Test. Clap. One, two, clap, clap. Everybody clap your hands.
Howdy and welcome to the Three Stride Podcast, where we take a humorous look at the equestrian world. Here are your hosts, Laura Fernandez, Julia Hansen, and Molly Heroy. Giddy up.
Andrew's like, you guys are
engineer. Andrew,
I'm
engineer,
only getting more
Andrew.
Energetic and hyped as we continue on.
Someone had some coffee.
I had some espresso.
Decaf coffee makes me hyper.
The taste of coffee on my
tongue. I'm down to no snacks.
No snacks.
No,
you have that.
Only
you have
kombucha.
Bag.
You have an apple and a whole bag of granola, and you just deep throated a banana.
And it's chickpeas.
Chickpea. Can I try one?
ASMR.
Oh, I know. I was like, can we like...
Oh, yeah.
This.
Welcome to the Three Stride
Podcast. This is a Three Stride Podcast. We are all caffeinated. Caffeinated.
Oh. Everyone match my tone.
Oh. I'm sick. This isn't fair.
Farone.
We love you.
Farone, did I tell
the
you?
The hills are alive with the scent
with
of Farone.
Three Stride Podcast now is ready to begin.
You're giving JC so much more work. I feel bad.
Sorry, JC.
Sorry.
Keep it all in. So the episode, Laura's Crush, if you haven't listened, you can always download at any time you want. But during Laura's Crush episode, I speak extensively about our groom, Farone, and my crush on Farone. And both our trainers, Annette and Missy, played him the full episode. So my first time seeing Farone, I said, hey, Farone.
Do you want to get married?
No, I did not say that. I said, hey, I wanted to just thank you.
For being so sexy?
No. I wanted to thank you for letting me use your name on the podcast. And he goes, yeah, you can use my name anytime you want. I go, yeah, I just thank you for letting me use your name. No reference of the crush.
Laura likes to ask forgiveness, not permission.
I literally asked him the other day. Katie was there, my sister. She was at the barn. And I was like, Katie, that's Farone, the crush. And she was like, oh. And I go, Farone, how do you feel that you're Laura's crush? He literally politicianed me and was like, you know, I really love what you three are doing. It's so interesting. It's such a great podcast. Said nothing about the crush. And I was kind of like,
just
okay, Farone, I asked you specifically about this. And he went completely away from it.
But he always wants to talk about how he goes, you gals all sound so professional. You, Molly and Julia, like you all have great voices. Yesterday, I was trying to get Julia to put me on her back.
She was.
And so I was on her back wrapped around, but I wanted to be on her shoulders. But Julia said she couldn't put me on her shoulders.
Ooh, you guys should do that little koala bear challenge where she like,
she could Laura totally
could
do
climb
that.
You like
I could, oh, I love it.
It's so easy.
That's the thing. We were saying we wish that we were all at the same barn and so we could just hug and be koala bears together.
I actually fell off my horse twice at the last horse show and was unscathed, but I had a giant bruise on my knee from doing a boomerang where I leapfrogged over Julia's sister, Katie. So that was the one and only damaging mark that
from
I've had for 2 weeks from the show where I was launched 30 feet in the air. But my bruised knee was from doing a leapfrog in the tent to make a boomerang with Katie. So.
I mean, we do. We really like playing around, being silly, goofy girls.
Horseplay.
So I was thinking about the time, Jay, when I almost got kicked out of our barn.
Which time?
There was a time way back when I used to be a little bit possessive of my horses.
And
this
feisty.
is when...
Now Laura's really low maintenance type B, but there was a time... When she
Believe
was
it or
like
not.
A type A high maintenance maniac, but she's past all that.
I'm past all. I'm very mature now. And this is why I will never lease out one of my horses again.
Oh,
because your head will explode.
My head will explode. And it definitely did.
Although I will say the in barn leases, no matter who you are, it's tough. It's really difficult.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
I've seen it implode on itself more than once.
I fully acknowledge that. I know
not
that
just
I cannot.
With you, yeah.
I cannot lease out the horse. But at the time, I was leasing out my horse, Governor, and I was. Who was I riding? I was not
South Point.
Tigger.
So, oh, no, Otis.
Yeah, you were Otis.
So I was riding another horse and this gal was leasing Governor and she was in the 80s with me at the South Point.
So not only is your horse leased out, probably not getting enough massages or coconut water for your liking, but now you're competing against your own horse.
You know what? Competitor.
Recipe for
hands
disaster.
Down, the gal was a better rider than me. So add that to the mix.
Oof.
And I was so jealous. I'm like, she is riding my horse better than I could. I'm like, that horse has given me 3 broken bones and she is just be able to like speed around.
She doesn't even give him weekly PEMF treatments or coconut water and he's just getting her ribbons. All he gave me was a jacked up jaw and a collarbone.
Jacked up jaw. I can't even talk anymore. So she goes in the ring first, crushes it. I mean, flawless 80s round. I go in the ring.
Already angry and jealous.
I go in the ring. I can't even get through 3 jumps. Go to the first one, pull out, go at it again, get to the second one, third one. My horse stops. Come out of the ring, get buzzed out. So while I'm coming out of the ring.
It's the worst sound. You're like, okay, I know. I'm leaving.
Meh.
Or the, thank you, rider. You're like, you don't think I know?
You ain't think I know.
You thanking me?
That's actually one of my favorite things about Temecula. The guy's so nice. Like when I was yeeted into the VIP, he's like, well, you know, we'd never like to see that happen, but it looks like we're going to be, he like tries to like soften the blow for you. He does a really good job at it. Cause sometimes they're like, thank you, rider. You're excused. And you're like, yeah, I get it. Thank you. I know.
That'll be a no score.
0.
Medic. Lose horse.
When I'm coming out of the ring after my awful round, the gal that is on my horse, Governor, is clapping. Laura, good job. Good job, Laura.
When you jump 2 jumps out of the 12.
Good job, Laura. And I go, are you effing kidding me? And I storm out.
This is like a teenager though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
So maybe she was genuinely just confused.
She was. But I proceeded to rip her apart at, I think maybe I was 30 at this time and she was maybe 15. Not really my proudest moment.
So Pierce.
Yes. Not really my proudest moment, but it somehow got twisted. The story got twisted. Instead of me saying, are you effing kidding me? It got turned into F you to the gal's name.
No, it was shut the F up.
Yes. It got twisted.
Alice.
It got twisted around.
Names have been changed for security purposes.
It got twisted around. So that all goes down. Everyone is all mad at me. I have to have a meeting with Missy in the tack room.
Oh, that's never good.
And then karma got me good, though, at that show. Karma got me good. Next day, I go in the round. Guess what happens to this gal? She gets yeeted off and breaks her ankle.
Broken ankle. Ooh. Immediately the next day.
Then I also, because the poor gal that I yelled at that was leasing my horse
stood behind the ambulance clapping, good job, Laura.
Good job, Laura. How's that one feel?
Was so upset. She had her parents reach out to me. And I had to send her parents an apology text message. And it was pretty sad. That was a low point.
Also, for some context, the girl that this happened to is literally the sweetest girl ever. Like, I've never heard her say anything bad about anyone. I don't even think I've ever heard her cuss. Like, she is, like, very sweet.
She is.
So it's just, like, her kind of misguided attempt. Because trust me, when I see one of the kids from the barn come out and they've had a bad ring, I turn around and walk the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I am not dealing with you. You have a mother.
Oh, yes.
No. I didn't see anything.
I am terrified of either... Actually, if you've ever had a bad round, you're actually chill.
I grew up with bad rounds. I'm fine.
You know who I'm terrified of, though, is your sister.
Oh, my God. My sister's the worst.
I've lived with your sister at a horse show before when she was having a rough horse show.
I am terrified.
She's kind of sad, though. It's not like she has an angry outburst.
No, she doesn't get angry, but
she just kills the entire vibe. She'll get angry, though, with like me or my parents. When she was... mid puberty, it was send her off somewhere and don't talk to her for the rest of the day and do not even mention anything about horses.
I can take a bad round and just move on with my life.
I can take bad round after bad round after bad round. And you know what? I'm still glad I'm at the horse show.
I'm sensitive and I try to act. I try to act Now, I do feel like I'm getting better and better with my bad rounds, but I definitely go into a really dark place and I definitely want to go back to the hotel room and cry
a
little bit.
It sucks, especially if you have one round and something it's like, that's frustrating. You would do anything to almost like be able to go back
the
in
most
time.
Annoying is when it's the Sunday and it's the last day. You're like, because I'm always like, all right, well, tomorrow I'll go in and I'll adjust this or I'll try that or I'll whatever. But when it's a Sunday and you're like, dang it,
I have to go home
on that.
Oh, yeah.
When it I had one time annoying. I had Sunday classic round. First rail in the classic. Ah!
The only thing worse than that, I did the low adult classic in Temecula, and I was like, oh my God, I did it. I am going clean. This is going to be great. Last rail.
Last rail's the worst, too.
Painful. I think the worst is... I've seen a rider go in and then fall after the first jump after waiting all day. And it's like, it's brutal.
Like I could have gone home.
Brutal. But you actually almost got kicked out when you and your sister got into a mud fight, Julia.
Yeah. So let me tell you something. I got my family into riding. I was the first horse girl. So my sister's like, you know what? After I went through really tough barns, rank horses, didn't know what I was doing. Katie came in, my sister, after we got to the good barn and like good horses. She's like, you know what? I think I would like some of this now. After.
She's like, now that you've worked out the kinks, Julia.
She's like, now that we got mom and dad on the track to get us some nice quality stuff. I've seen what you've ridden. I don't want that. I want some new stuff. She's like, yeah, I'd like to be part of this. So we always grew up showing together. We'd compete against each other. It was like,
wait, you competed against each other?
Oh yeah. We grew up competing against each other. From cross rails on Limit Eck. 0.90s. Oh. Hunters. For me, it was always just like, oh yeah, this is fun. And Katie was like, listen, I'm out to get you.
I'm going to crush you.
I will crush you. I know your weaknesses. And I was always just like, happy to be here. Here we go. La la la. And I remember, We're at the horse show in California, and I remember it was classic day was Sunday. It was pouring rain, and the show was paused. We're all at the barn set up, like the entire barn that's at this show. We have white pants on, the whole thing. We're waiting for the rain to stop, and it's super muddy, and I can't even remember now what sparked this
mud fight.
She came at me wrong, and I just was like, I've had enough of this. I've had enough. And I was like, I'm going to push your face in this mud. She's like, oh, are you? What are you going to do? And takes her foot and kicks mud right at me, right on my white pants.
Wait, was this before or after?
Before.
What?
We haven't even shown yet. Oh, so I'm like, are my brand new white pants that I had just gotten. My first pair of nice white pants because I was doing
what
the
brand
gyms.
Were they?
Pecure.
Oh, these are fancy.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm styling because my sister had always done jumpers. So she had white pants. She's like, no big deal. I put these on and I'm like, I'm untouchable. No one put anything near my white pants. You know, I'm preserving these.
White pants are very special.
They are.
They're very special.
Honestly, cool the most moment. Annoying thing.
Yeah. I don't know who decided that. But so she kicks mud right all over my white pants. And I'm like, it is on. I'm going to grab you by your hair. I'm going to put you in this mud. So I'm like, well, I can't really grab her. I'm trying to be like, haha, barn family. Hey, guys. Everyone's watching like what's going to happen. So I kicked mud back at her. And I think I like grabbed a handful of mud and went to chuck it.
Uh-huh.
And then I hear out of the shadows of our barn setup, don't you do that. And I'm like, oh, my God, my dad said that. I'm so scared. I forgot he was here. I was just in a fit of rage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I look and everyone's like staring at us. And I hear, get in here and sit down. You will not go to Disneyland where they talk through their teeth. And I'm like, okay, first off.
Wait, how old were you all?
It was like an embarrassing old age. It was probably like 15 and 17. Yeah,
yeah. And your punishment was still.
And we were going to Disneyland. No. And I was like, Disneyland.
I was like, how old are they? 9?
Whatever, they painted their faces at like 21. I was going to take, it was Julia, Katie, Lauren, and Allison to a really nice dinner. And I took them to the San Diego Zoo. I feel like they're all late in their teens at this time.
I think it was and like 18 to like 16.
Oh, yeah. I take them and they all get their face painted like tigers.
Full face.
They're all face painted. They're at the San Diego Zoo. And I'm like, I was going to take you guys some nice dinner. So we all went to the sushi dinner with all of them dressed as like tigers.
And I remember being like, what is wrong with everyone in this restaurant? They're staring. And then I was like, oh, we have a tiger. Our whole face is painted as
tigers.
Because
I'm a tiger.
And I'm a tiger. Like 20.
Okay, so you get this mud fight. So
we get in the mud fight. We get pulled in. No Disneyland. And
they really took it away?
That was a threat. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, okay. And Katie's in tears. Katie is like, don't take away Disneyland. This is all I had. And I'm like, you know what? If Disneyland gets taken away, so be it. That's the punishment. Okay. I'm an immature 17-year-old. Take away Disney. I really don't care. And Katie is, please don't take away Disney. And I'm like, okay, well, who's going to fix this wet pants situation for me? Because her pants were fine. Because I had not gotten anything on her. And mine are covered. And then it was just kind of like, ah! I think.
So how did it all conclude?
She got a scolding. She cried.
No Disneyland.
She got Disneyland back. Disneyland still happened.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what?
No one, here's the thing for any of you kids out there listening. Your parents are not canceling Disneyland.
No.
Like, so much time has gone into that.
We already
planning.
Bought the tickets. You know, we were down there. I was like, okay, Disneyland's not going anywhere. And Katie is like on her hands and knees like, Dad, please don't take it away.
Was it hard competing though? I know that you said you were casual about it, but was it hard competing against your sister?
I never had, it wasn't showing for me. The thing for me was if someone would get, one of us would get something. I got my first show horse and that was like a big thing. And, you know, I'd been riding longer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Katie's horse at the time, which we had started off sharing, which never works.
Yep.
She kept him. And I remember I got my show horse and we were horse shopping and Katie, little weasel, started trying horses on my horse trying trip.
Yep.
That were like double the price, jump twice as high. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I get my dream horse. I'm like, this is great. This is so amazing. Couple weeks later, who's horse shopping?
Katie.
Dinglebob Joe, Katie. So she's like, we had our off the track thoroughbred Blake, who was amazing. He was such a great guy. He taught us everything. And so not only did Katie get to keep Blake, our thoroughbred, who was amazing, but she got Love, Crazy in Love, the stallion that mm-hmm. we had. He was also amazing. But I remember being, whoa. We put some extra quiche behind this, a little extra cheddar here. We stallion, he jumps higher. Like I was kind of, hello?
So there was no jealousy of...
I didn't care because I wanted to be in the Eck ring. Eck,
yep.
And Katie and I did Eck together, but she wanted to be in the jumpers.
Yeah.
So
and once she had Love, that's kind of how she, the direction yeah, exactly. she had to
she
go.
She went
because
straight to
the
jumpers.
Stallion.
And then I stayed in Eck. For us, it was always like the, oh, well, I have this new tack. She got this new sat, like stuff like that, where I was kind of like, well, where do I get that? And then it did on her end turn into, well, I jump higher. Because she would jump, she had the horse to jump higher, and I didn't want to do the big jumpers. Like, I was like, go ahead. So it was always her kind of being like, well, I jump higher.
Sometimes I feel like the I jump higher is definitely the ego boost of.
Well, and we were young too.
But yeah, but
I was
no,
like,
I feel.
For
but trust me, I mean, I try to play it cool and say, hey, I don't want to, like, I'm comfy where I'm at. And, but I do, I want to jump higher and
yeah,
I want to jump. I want to
well,
jump bigger.
That's, you're progressing.
Yeah.
That never goes away though until yeah. you're jumping the Grand Prix.
Yeah. yeah I mean, you want to jump, I want to jump bigger. And so my jealousy is.
I want to do the meter 30s
yep.
badly.
Yeah.
And you will.
That
but
bug gets
there's,
away.
I don't.
I got a horse you could buy.
I don't get, I feel. As I used to get really jealous, obviously, I told the story of Sweet Alice, but now my nerves get me in the way a little bit of me jumping bigger. And also I do need a little bit more of a skill set, but I watch one gal that I actually work with, Jenny, which I can say her name is, she jumps bigger than me. And I feel like I envy a lot of her riding and I want to get to that level. So I feel a little bit competitive there. I'm like, one day I'm mm-hmm. going to be in the same round and same ring as Jenny. But then I also meet people in the warm-up ring, actually at a competing barn. There's this gal that we always are in the warm-up ring the same time mm-hmm. and I enjoy seeing her and I don't feel that competitive
yeah.
piece of me. But there's just specific people I sometimes get a little bit competitive with.
I feel like it's different energies. It's you kind of feed off of, for me, like I feed off of vibes mm-hmm. going on around me. In the barn, you know, I remember at a certain time, there was for sure a good group of four of us, all kind of at that same level, really. It was never spoken out loud of like, I'm here to beat you or I want to surpass everyone. Mm-hmm. But there for sure was that tension and lessening together and showing together and all of that. And that awakens something in me to a certain point.
It awakens
the beast.
I think the whole thing is like harness it into a good way. Because yes. There's a kid who I'm really close with the mom, but I'm also really close with the daughters. They're like little sisters to me. And mm-hmm. I joke that I'm the triplet because they're adorable little twins. Well, not little. They're full blown, yes. Beautiful.
They're teenagers. I mean,
again, we have no concept of ages.
I know.
Here.
I think of them as little because they were little when I met them. But yeah. They're 16 and fantastic and great writers. And so that was who I lessened with a lot. And they're both really funny and they both always give me a hard time. And like, we're just so comfortable with each other yeah. to where we know that we can harass each other a little bit. Like the other day at the horse show, after having a terrible day, one of them looks at me and it's like, everybody's like, oh my God, are you okay? Is this everything else? And she looks at me and she's like, get your fat A in here. And I'm like, I am obsessed with you because like, that's what I needed to like, just break through yes, the little yes. bit of tension and whatever else from the day. Like, oh no, everyone else is going to be nice to you and like walk on eggshells. And she's like, get your fat ass in this golf cart. I'm like, oh, I love you. But her sister, I always lessened with, and not that I was competitive because this kid's going places. But I would lesson with her and I'm like, okay, half the time when we first started, you know, she's 13, 14, 15 years old, and she's got some great horses and she's super brave. She's got all the right parts. But I'm like, okay, if this little punk can do this, I can do this. Put him up a hole. Let's yeah. go. And so I'm like, okay, come on. And she's like, okay, come on. You can compete. Get in my class. Get in here. And so you have to harness that little bit of competitive yeah. because, of course, at the end of the day, we all wish the best for our barn mates and our friends and whatever else. But like that little bit of competitiveness can push you over the edge of me taking my young horse from the meters to the 110s to the 120s. I'm like, okay, I'm all right. I'm coming for you. We're going to be in the same class yeah. this week. And oh, yeah. she's like, okay, bring it. I've never beat her ever. And I probably never will. But it does.
But it's a motivation.
It gives you a yeah. boost. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get you this time.
Oh, I would prefer lessening with either one of you versus someone actually at my jumping height.
Yeah, well,
height.
It gives you kind of like a, okay, I'm
well,
a
that
little,
was the thing. Like, yeah. I jumped. Now, granted, it was two single jumps, nothing crazy, but I jumped, which I'm very proud of, 125 the first time. But you know what motivated me is I actually watched some of Julia's videos. Because I keep them for the Instagram. And I watched. Like, yeah, I know. Watch.
She's stalking Julia.
I'm stalking Julia.
She's like, I looked up her horse show record.
Yes.
Live feed never goes away.
Because it does. It motivates me also to see my friends. And if I was in a lesson with either one of you, are you kidding me? I would definitely want to jump bigger. And I would want to try to be at that part.
It does. It's good to have people. I always think that sometimes it can be... it can be hard if you're, not that I've ever been in this position, but it would be limiting in some ways to be the very best, highest level person in any program because you want to keep striving. My trainer jumps the Grand Prix, so it's like I always can be like, I can always keep striving and pushing, and there's some really good kids and junior riders that jump the 130s and the 140s, and so I love having that little bit of a push to be like, okay, come on, they can do it, I can do it. I'm hanging with these teenagers now. Like, it's kind of fun to be the older one and have, I like the kind of little sister dynamic, and you meet, I love the kids, like they'll come to the horse show and text me and be like, my hair, I can't get it in my helmet, I need help with my hair. And I'm like, come on over.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm
here.
Like, I feel like I'm like the big sister kind of Pied Piper situation. Yeah. I'm like, come on, kids, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
With our horse show coming up, it's if I do have a really bad round, I want you guys to make fun of me and laugh with me because I also am like you, Molly, where I do not like to be babied and coddled afterwards.
I'll kick you in the throat.
Thank you. That's the worst feeling ever is like,
yeah,
coming
or
out.
It's like, oh, you'll get them next time. I'm like, stop. Don't.
Or like Sweet Alice. Great job, Laura.
Don't tell Laura
Do
good
not
job
ever.
Ever.
Tell her she did a good job.
Never. Because actually, I will say that is I want people to hear me first say, hey, I thought I did really well. Because I'll say to you, Jay, after I got done a lesson, be like, grease me up. I feel good. But if I don't say that, I don't really need any other feedback.
No, it's like,
No.
I wait on the feedback till I get the.
When I see
a kid coming out of the room and they're out of the ring and they're steaming, I'm like, see ya.
Not going to be there.
Not even going to tell them I watched.
Nope.
That was fun talking about Sweet Alice.
Just got to take your competitive edge and all those different dynamics in the barn and harness it in the right way.
For good. Not
comes
evil.
With age, because it's not easy when you're a teenager. I remember those days.
Yeah.
We are all aged and weathered.
Weathered,
no,
mature.
We're not.
Actually,
no, we're
we
not.
All look great.
You can catch new episodes every Tuesday. Follow us on all social, Instagram, Facebook, at the Three Stride Podcast.
Bye.